Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo is across the pond and Dylan is behind the glass. Now, Georgia Tech's Brent Key addressed the coaching carousel rumors. Spots where his name has come up is Auburn, Penn State, but this is what he had to say about everything.
It's flattering, but not for me. It's for this program. Since I came back here, since I was named the head coach here, Kelly, outside of the time with my family, every waking second of my life is going towards building this program to get to the point that it is right now. Right? So that in turn we can continue 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, continue to elevate this place, right? To be in that conversation, not to be in there for 2 or 3 weeks, but to be a consistent team. Not when you lose one game, people say, oh, the storybook's over. Nah, it's just beginning. I could go on. I could say yes, no, all that crap. Slice me open and see what colors I bleed.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody. I cannot tell you how juiced up I am right now.
Right?
Like, I'm air punching right now. Like, that.
If, I guess you're going.
Bro, I mean, like, think of it from this perspective, and I'm being dead serious here, because I coached a kid that I had recruited by Brent, and we've talked about him before. His name's Ethan McKinney. He plays left tackle for Georgia Tech. I was in on that process. I literally coached him all 4 years of high school. Great kid. I was so stoked that Brent Key wanted him because I've known Brent. He used to be at Alabama. There is – hearing him talk right there, There is no doubt in my mind that if my son were a recruit right now, that's where he'd be going.
Really?
Bama aside, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, that's a legacy issue. I'm an alum there, whatever. I would 100% be telling my kid that's the kind of guy you have to go play for. He is a Georgia Tech guy through and through. And make no mistake about it, Brent Key's name, when Saban's job came open and they hired Kalen DeBoer, Brent Key's name was up there too. He's from Birmingham. He's from, I think, Hewitt Trustville High School over there in Birmingham. But he went to Georgia Tech. And for him to just come out and be like, I ain't coaching for 3 weeks from now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coaching for 3-5 years from now. Like, let's go. Like, I'm ready to suit up, and if I feel like I want to build something and leave a legacy at a program, that's the kind of guy I'm signing up for.
Okay, but money. Money talks.
Yeah, but is Georgia Tech that devoid of money? Like, I think the conversation, and a lot of this is like, okay, a lot of this is the conversation around Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss has money. The question is whether or not you can win a national title at Ole Miss. All right? A lot of that's changed. He's brought Lane has put Ole Miss at the top of a lot of things that they've never been at the top of. But the questions that keep popping up, LSU, Florida, mm-hmm. all these other places, are simply about championship aspirations and the ability to recruit players within your own area.
And to piggyback off of that point, when you talk about Georgia Tech and money talking and all that, like you said, Georgia Tech, quite frankly, the Boosters haven't had to throw any money around because it hasn't been worth it. Now that they're getting into that realm of being hopefully a perennial college football playoff team, the Boosters will be like, okay, now that you've proven to us that, like we've heard from the Hawks, you know, all this time, Tony Russ said, once it's worth it for me to go to luxury tax, I'll go to luxury tax. Hopefully for Georgia Tech, once they see, now that the Boosters see that it's worth it for them to dish the money out towards the football program, they'll do just that to keep Brent Key and all these players around.
I'll give you a prime example, Kurt Cignetti.
Yes.
Kurt Cignetti is at a basketball school in Indiana. They have never had a reason to actually throw money at a head coach at a football program at Indiana. They just haven't. Then all of a sudden, Kurt Cignetti's there. They're national relevance, the college football playoff last year. It looks like they're going to go again this year, the number two team in the country, whatever it is. And they're like, you know what? Let's pay this guy. Might as well keep him around. It's good for the program. It's good for the school. It's good for the state. It's good for everything. Brent Key, though, like, it's – the opportunity is there, man. Like, you are in Atlanta. There is plenty of football players around here. You don't have to go somewhere else to be able to get it done. I just think that it's a beautiful relationship between those two. I hope he can keep it rolling. And I'm telling you, man, that kind of attitude right there, I think, speaks to a certain type of football player coming out of high school and that's in the portal. I think it's beautiful.
Georgia is taking on Mississippi State on the road. We did have Rusty Manziel on yesterday, and he was basically saying, this is not an easy game. Georgia fans, like, be cautious here. And my stomach is a little bit in knots about that.
It's not an easy game. And I think that, look, I've played at Mississippi State multiple times. I've lost at Mississippi State. I was actually on the field playing the last time Bama lost to Mississippi State. Think about that. That was 18 years ago. Mm. That's the last time Alabama lost Mississippi.
That's crazy.
And Alabama-Mississippi State, just so everybody knows, is about as close as Atlanta is to Athens. Like, it's extremely close, Starkville to Tuscaloosa. That trip for Georgia is unique. Kirby talked about it all week. He's coached there. It's a challenge when you talk about the vertical bleachers and the cowbells and everything else they have going on. It's its own set of circumstances. I thought Kirby did a good job, though, still talking about the game time. More or less, you know, less than the cowbells and more about, hey, we're going to go on the road to Central Time. We're going to play an 11 local start. That's going to be very, very tough. And this is a good football team. They've got to control the line of scrimmage. I think if they can do that, that this should be relatively easy. But Georgia's just so stinking good at not beating themselves. Like, they just don't beat themselves most of the time. And that's the mark of a good program. They, you know, they don't have the specific talent on defense they've had in the past. They don't have the offensive line that they've had in the past. But they don't beat themselves more times than not. When you do that, you give yourself multiple chances to actually go win the game. That's what they've done so many times this year.
Now, we do have some audio from Texas coach Steve Sarkisian talking about three loss teams.
What the committee does with the teams in our conference, we'll see. But I know our conference is really deep. It's really good. Probably deserving more than three teams. I know that much. I think the SEC only got three teams in last year, which is kind of laughable, quite frankly. But we'll see what happens this year.
Yes. Hey, what do you think about three lost teams getting in? And Steve Sarkisian, who has a trip to Athens on the schedule and a matchup on Thanksgiving weekend with Texas A&M, who is now currently, three, I think?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, man. Hey, writing's on the wall, baby. Let me go ahead and start setting the table here for you guys. Yes, three lost teams do absolutely deserve to be in. And look, I think that he's going to have an argument. When you look at Texas and what they've gone through this year, the opener to Ohio State and a possible loss to a Georgia or a – can't lose both of them. But if you have three losses and one of those is to Ohio State on the road mm-hmm. and to Georgia on the road or Texas A&M, like, yeah, I think your argument's going to be pretty good. You know, you're going to mix that in and everybody's going to look at the fact that you had two overtime games with, like, Kentucky and you had to come back against Mississippi State. You had a couple of rough ones here and there. But that's a team that's got all the talent in the world and is rounding into form. I just think it's funny that Steve Sarkisian's – and I know he's asked about it. He didn't go out of his way.
Right.
But he's going ahead and setting the table. He's like, look. Just throwing this out there, man. Like, it's a tough grind. It's a tough schedule.
Hey, it's our work out here. We trying to get out the mud, baby.
You're telling me that I've already got two losses and I got the number five team and the number three team left on my schedule for the last 3 weeks? Yeah, three losses.
We deserve to be in there, too.
Yeah, we're good. We're Texas.
Well, like you mentioned, number 3, Texas A&M will take on number 19, Missouri, this weekend.
Interesting game for a lot of different reasons. I know Missouri, obviously, Bo Pribula is out. The quarterback situation up there is dire. But schematically, how many times have we talked about Eli Drinkwitz and his ability to coach up teams and his ability to get guys to play at a high level? It shouldn't be close. But I don't think a lot of people nationally and maybe possibly locally are that sold on Texas A&M in the long run. It just doesn't ever seem believable. Texas A&M has had teams in the past that have had Heisman winners and all these great players and just always seem to have a hiccup. We don't know the full story of Texas A&M and Mike Elko and everything else going on down there. But I think if they keep winning, you're going to see their stock continue to rise. And a guy like Marcel Reed is going to get a lot of national attention for sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get to Mac Drop, I do just have to mention that the fair foul question on Twitter is blowing up right now.
Oh, wow.
Bo's weighing in from Germany.
Oh, wow.
It's going crazy. If you don't get caught pulling an illegal move in professional sports, it's not cheating. That's the fair or foul question. Go weigh in at 929 Morning Shift.
I'll hold my tongue.
We'll cover it. 7:40, about an hour from now. All right. So we're going to see who has more Twitter followers. These are all people we know and love, maybe some athletes, maybe some air personalities.
Okay.
And you two are going to guess who has more Twitter followers. Okay.
All right.
Between Rusty Manziel and Bijan Robinson.
Oh, I was going to say Rusty, but. Oh,
who has more Twitter followers?
Especially Bijan now, because Bijan's been blowing up.
You go first.
Okay. I feel like this might be like a trick question, so my gut tells me go to Rusty, but my head still says go with Bijan. I'm going to go with Bijan.
I'm going with Rusty, and I flip-flopped 3 times, but I just think that I don't know that I've seen many Bijan tweets.
That's true.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, what's the big Bijan tweet?
He's probably bigger on like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah,
like
you can
that
just
sure.
You can just hear from him. Why you tweet, man?
Right,
you run sprints.
Rusty Manziel has 142,000.
Yes, he does.
Bijan Robinson has 109.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just sheer content delivery.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I just haven't seen Bijan tweet that much.
Yes. All right, battle of the sports personalities: Dave Portnoy, Pat McAfee.
Ooh, that's really tough.
Yeah, it is.
You get to go first this time, Mike.
I was proud of this one.
Dang.
I'm going to go with Portnoy, and I'm going to base it off what I said a minute ago. I know that Pat tweets a lot and has a huge following on the socials, but I think Dave, I don't know, he's got Instagram too. I'm going to go with Dave.
I'm going Pat.
Dave's been around longer.
Mike, you are 2 for 2. Dave has 3.7 million. Pat McAfee, he's catching him now. 3.3 million.
Okay. Everybody knows the rules.
All right. Mike Bell versus Carl Dukes. Which one of them has more Twitter followers?
Dude, that's tough.
I'm going to tell you, these are razor thin margins on this
one.
Carl's
got a little bit of a national deal. Does something like CBS.
Yeah, for sure.
Has done some. Mike definitely puts out more content, and he's a little bit more
controversial.
You know, recruits the anger a little bit better.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Mike Bell, but I'm going to say it's real close.
I'm going to go Carl Dukes.
It is Mike Bell, but just by a hair.
Dang.
Just by a hair. Mike Bell has 39.6 thousand. Carl is at 39,000. I mean, it's neck and neck
right
there.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy. Is that close?
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. 600. Okay. Trey Young or Denny Hamlin? Two different sports
bro,
here.
That one is
gracious.
Denny is the Twitter spokesman for NASCAR.
I have zero feel for this one. Let
me ask you this. Do you have any idea how many Trey has?
No clue.
Okay.
Somewhere in the millions, I'm guessing, but I've zero clue.
I'm gonna
go against myself. I want to say Trey Young, but I've been wrong every time so far. So I'm gonna go against myself and say Denny Hamlin.
I'm gonna say Denny Hamlin too. I'm gonna stick with my guns here. I'm gonna say Denny Hamlin.
All right, you are both wrong. It's Trey Young.
I knew it.
I was on a heater.
Dang it!
Trey Young. You know what? Trae Young has 1.7 million. Denny Hamlin has 798,000.
Oh, I was a million off?
Not a million off? No. Well, yeah, I guess so. You are a million off, yeah.
No, not a million. Well, actually, a million off.
I don't see Trey tweet that much. Denny is like always tweeting.
He does like at least the one tweet every day where it's like
locked in.
Praise God for another day, something like that.
Or
another opportunity. That's what he tweets every day.
Fair enough.
All right, this one. We'll see. Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
I don't even care if I'm wrong, Drake. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm team Drake. I ain't saying Kendrick Lamar. Bump him.
I've got the lead here.
I know Drake has way more Instagram followers because Instagram is like his main platform. He's Champagne Poppy on Instagram. You know?
Okay. All right. Just calm down. Don't say Poppy.
Goodness gracious.
I'm going to say Drake, too.
It is Drake.
Let's go.
37.1 million. Kendrick, half. Like less than half. 12.5 million.
As it should be. As it should be.
Wow.
All is right with the world.
Crazy.
You guys know your Twitter. Well,
let's go.
Mike, you know the Twitters.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe
it. I'm
such a NASCAR fan, but I'm also such a Trey Young fan. Can't believe I was a million off. Like, just a slight million.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Joey Logano has more than Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, and Denny's like the LeBron of NASCAR. That's why it's crazy, but it is what it is.
Coming up, we're going to turn our attention to Berlin, hear from Bo Morgan, who traveled throughout the night to be there at the Falcons practice this morning. He's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.